Your fellow redeemed, our text today, as we recognize the national holiday of Thanksgiving tomorrow, our text today is taken from Romans chapter 13, beginning with the first verse, and St. Paul writes by inspiration, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger, to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. The passengers were all lined up, waiting to see which ship they would be placed upon, which one would be assigned to each of them for their journey. And the young man received his assignment, and as he stood on line to board the ship, he couldn't help but notice what a beautiful vessel he was getting onto. Certainly not perfect, and yet at the same time a very beautiful ship. And still, it was much nicer than many of the other ships that people were boarding around him. And he thought to himself, "Wow, why do I get to board such a beautiful ship?" He was taking a very special trip, and he was finally going home to his fatherland. But actually, to him, it was a new land, a place he had never been before. He had heard a lot of wonderful stories about this land. And he had been sent and had now received his citizenship papers because of the work of a very wealthy relative, a benefactor who had paid for his entire journey. And so he boarded the ship with great anticipation. And when he got down into the cabin area with his luggage and came into the room that was assigned to him, there on the bed was an envelope. And he picked it up. It was addressed to him. And he opened it up, and this is what it said. The note inside said this: "Welcome aboard. I have chosen to have you travel on this particular ship. You will find the accommodations comfortable, though not perfect. On your journey, you may enjoy all of the features of this liner. But please be obedient to the captain and his crew who are here to serve you. Though this ship is rather nice, remember that your destination is much, much nicer. Please do not become so attached to this boat that you lose sight of your final port." One of our church fathers used that illustration as a way of depicting the relationship of the believers in Christ to the nation that they live in, to the temporal nation that we get to live in. As believers in Christ, God has called us into his kingdom of grace. He has already, through the work of his Son and using the payment of his Son's blood, purchased our homeland of heaven for us. And in the waters of your baptism and in the faith that he has granted you through those waters, God has now given you the citizenship rights to belong to that fatherland. And as we go through this life, that is where we are journeying toward, the beautiful homeland of heaven. And different people in the world who are in this holy Christian church are placed now on different vessels, in a sense placed in different nations, as they travel through this life in time. And while we are traveling on the boat, in this country in which we get to live, in this temporary state that we are in, until we get to that eternal fatherland, we look around and we realize God has placed us on a rather lovely ship. especially when we consider what some of the other nations are like and some of the other governments are like around us in this world. We see it lining the pages and the headlines every day of the newspapers. And certainly we live in an imperfect world. The ship that we are on as we travel to our fatherland is not totally perfect. Maybe God has decided to have it be that way, so we remember that this really is not where we want to end up, but ultimately in heaven. And yet we can still look around and recognize there are tremendous blessings to living in the ship of this nation. And God now has called upon us, as we see in the words of St. Paul by inspiration, God now has called upon us, the members of his church who are coming to heaven, to be obedient to those who have authority on us over us while we are on this ship. To be obedient to those and to their laws and their rules that regulate us. And so we live with dual citizenship. A temporary citizenship on the ship of this nation, these United States in which we have been blessed to live, and at the same time, recognizing our greater citizenship in heaven that is eternally permanent. On the eve of this national holiday, it is right for us to pause and to recognize the blessings that we enjoy here in these United States. It's certainly not a perfect boat, and yet think how many people are trying to get to our country. There are many other places around the world where God could have placed us, where we would have many fewer blessings as we enjoy here. And that's why the authors of the Augsburg Confession said this about the governments that rule over us. Lawful civil ordinances are good works of God, truly good works of God. We need to remember that even when we see the imperfections of our rulers. When Jesus took that Roman coin in his hand in front of the crowd and spoke those familiar words, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God's," he was not in any way trying to pit these two kingdoms against each other, but rather he was intending that for his faithful, our citizenship and our relationship to both of these kingdoms would be a both-and situation. God has given us a double reason to be obedient to the laws of our land, not just out of fear, the way an atheist maybe should be obedient, but out of love to God for what he's done for us, for the future home that he's promised us, for the wonderful grace that he's given us, forgiving us of our sins, even our disobedience. All of that is now what he uses when he comes to us to say, "Please obey the authorities I have placed over you." May God bless all of us on this Thanksgiving holiday as we reflect on the many blessings that we enjoy while we are on the ship of this nation, traveling on our way to the greater homeland above. Amen.